The car hacking saga continues. Last week, Chrysler recalled 1.4 million vehicles that were vulnerable to hacking through their Uconnect system. Today, the Detroit News reports that GM has issued a fix to a vulnerability that could allow hackers to breach the OnStar system to unlock cars and start engines. Security researcher Sammy Kamkar says the fix is not complete and the OnStar's remote link system is still vulnerable. Wired says that Facebook is about to launch its ginormous solar-powered drone designed to beam down internet access to the 4 million people without it. The drone looks like a stealth bomber, has the wingspan of a 737, but weighs much less than a commercial aircraft due to its carbon fiber frame. Curious how it works? The drone will fly over the areas where people desperately need Facebook, at which point lasers on the ground will be able to locate the dome-shaped optical head on the bottom of the plane at a distance of 10 miles. Then voila, the drone shoots internet access at its target. The Aquila project is part of the Facebook Connectivity Lab and is just one of the many efforts by Facebook, Google, and other companies to start making internet access rain down from the skies. I hope you have an umbrella. Here's an update on a report I did yesterday on Windows 10. I told you that Krebs on Security warned against Windows 10 penchant for sharing your Wi-Fi network with your Outlook, Skype, and Facebook contacts. Today, ZDNet, Ars Technica, and others are saying that while this might not be ideal, it's nothing to be scared about. ZDNet chalked the fear up to a sudden explosion of FUD, that's fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and said that there's an extra step you have to opt into in order to share your Wi-Fi password with the world. There's a feature that lets you do this only for networks that you manually select. And if you do decide to do this, you're only sharing internet access, not access to your personal files. BuzzFeed News tells us that the new Apple TV is due out in September, but without the rumored TV subscription service. BuzzFeed sources say the new Apple TV will be more polished. It will feature an A8 processor, an app store, and a new remote that responds to Siri commands. These are just rumors at this point, but word on the street is that we'll all see the new Apple TV refresh at the same fall event where we expect to see the new iPhones. Now, how much would you pay for the Galaxy S6, hot on the heels of the release of the OnePlus 2 and the new Moto X phones for the budget conscious? Samsung revealed today that they're cutting the price of the flagship Samsung Galaxy S6. In an earnings call yesterday, the company said they'd be flexibly adjusting the price of the Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge. They did not mention a new price.